Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on what we know as Pentecost Sunday, also known as the birthday of the Christian church, when God's Holy Spirit, as promised by Jesus, descended upon the believers. As you can tell, the banners of red drape the sanctuary, the symbols of the descending dove and the flames of the Spirit, and in the back, the baptismal shell speak to the events of Pentecost as recorded in Acts chapter 2. We are blessed this morning to have Elliot and Lydia Nofsinger with us. Both of them are on staff with Youth for Christ. Elliot is here to talk about Youth for Christ in the Archbold area in the Outback, and Lydia is the director of the Youth for Christ ministry in Stryker, and so we'll hear from them shortly. Have you noticed how thick the bulletin is this week? 4 extra pages by what is going on. You can look at pages 8 and 9 to highlight the pictures and information about our high school, college, and master level graduates. And so we celebrate with them. Page 4 has a little bit other information about the week of prayer for every ethne. And if you are interested in that time, this week of prayer, there is more of a prayer outline available on a table in the narthex to follow along. Also on page 4 is information about the free access for Right Now Media, in case you didn't receive that email. So be aware of that. And on page 6 are the revised plans for the summer mission experience. It's no longer a trip when you're not traveling away. So it's a mission experience where we will be working at the Friendship House. And those last couple of lines, if you want to join us for that week, that'd be great. Just let me know ahead of time so I make sure we have enough work for all of you dedicated volunteers. And then page 7 outlines the lifting of the pandemic protocols as of June 2nd, I think around the state and here certainly at St. John's. So read over all of that after we finish our time of worship this morning.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. With a glad and joyful heart, you're invited into the presence of God as we enter into this time of worship. The opening scripture today comes from Psalm 104, 24 through 35. Many are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Eternal God, we open our minds and hearts to you this hour. Turn us on to you and keep us tuned in even after we've left this place. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Let us stand if you are able and sing the gathering hymn. It is called Come Holy Spirit. It is number 250 in our hymnals. And then please remain standing for the Apostles' Creed. And then also remain standing for the hymn of praise and adoration, which is number 262, Holy, Holy, Holy. So let us sing, Come Holy Spirit.
Would you join me in the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell.
Let us sing, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, Holy, Holy.
Just prior to Elliot coming to share with us about Youth for Christ, he's sharing a video with us, so I direct your attention to the screen.
It was in 1959, 62 years ago, that a new ministry started in Northwest Ohio. It was a ministry dedicated to seeing young people, regardless of their background or social status, be presented with the good news of who Jesus is, what he has done, and how to have a relationship with God through his finished work on the cross. Men such as Dick Rohr, Jack Fetter, and Rick Jones led this mission through cultural upheaval, wars, economic prosperity, recession, and many other challenges. Continually, they trusted God to lead them forward and allow them to share Christ with more young people in their local communities, school campuses, and area detention centers. Today, in our 62nd year of continuous ministry, the vision of reaching students with the life-giving message of Jesus has not changed. In 2021, Youth for Christ remains geared to the times and anchored to the rock.
There are thousands of stories through all those years of ministry that could be told. Stories of YFC staff who connected with students on a local campus or over a Coke at a place where kids gathered after school. Stories of students involved in campus life, juvenile justice ministry, camps, retreats, game nights, outdoor activities, etc. Stories of dealing with difficult life situations or simply answering the honest questions of a young person and ultimately sharing Christ with them. Stories of students who have been involved in campus life since their early middle school days, like Olivia, Jameson, and Amanda, bear witness to the work that God can do to transform young lives. Ultimately, all of these are a part of the greatest story of all, the story of God's redeeming love through Jesus, changing lives for eternity.
2020 and early 2021 have been challenging days for us.
We are grateful for the work that God continues to do through Youth for Christ. Even in the midst of school shutdowns, no summer camps, and no fall retreats,
God has worked through our local staff to see 67 young people profess faith in Christ for the first time.
We have reconfigured our ministry and built it around small groups of 6 to 8 students and 2 leaders. More outdoor activities have been added to bring young people out of their confined environments and encourage involvement in things like hiking, disc golf, or campfires. We have found that many kids are welcoming this safe interaction with our staff and groups of their peers, bringing respite from the anxiety, fear, and isolation that many live with.
As we work our way through the challenges of 2021, we continue to need the involvement of you, our ministry partners, in 3 key areas. One is to pray. Please ask God to work in the lives of students and to provide staff and resources for this mission. Second, volunteer. Check with our office or your local site leader on ways you can be personally involved. 3, give. As a local mission work that is supported by the generous contributions of our partners, we continue to need your financial support. We believe that God is calling us to not only maintain our current ministry sites, but to grow the YFC mission in the year ahead. As we seek to reach lost students in our area, our staff will engage them in authentic Christ-sharing relationships. This will bring the hope of the gospel to them and allow them to make an informed decision for Jesus. We pray that God will bless you in 2021 as your partnership brings new meaning and purpose to the lives of our local young people.
Good morning. It is great to be back with you again, and don't worry, I'm actually not here to ask you for money or to twist your arm to volunteer, although I wouldn't turn you away, but I'm here, first of all, to say thank you. You have been faithful and supportive of YFC and to gospel work in your community, and I truly appreciate that. Secondly, I'm here to let you know what God has been doing in this crazy time since I've seen you last. Last March, as you know, COVID infiltrated our lives. This is where everything changes. Ironically, that is the slogan of YFC Camp, which we have not been able to go to last summer, nor will it happen this summer. So we're done, right? No, not in the least. Actually, in many ways, we have grown. 2020 has become a year of learning, adapting, having technology advancements, and being innovative in bringing the gospel of Jesus to kids. Since we can no longer have large groups, YFC's focus changed from our club, our weekly large group meeting at the Outback with a lot of fun and events, to groups smaller than 10. And I don't think we will ever go back. In small groups, we have built a lot more closer, deeper relationships trust between kids and leaders. And while I'd love to go back and have some large groups again, it would never be our main focus, I don't think. These deep one-on-one connections with kids have led to conversations about life. And as these conversations grew deeper, the deep hurt and the needs of kids also came out. So here's some phrases that I've actually heard from kids in this last year. I'm picked on at school because of my shoes, and my hoodie has holes, and I don't have an iPhone. I'm different because I'm poor. I feel worthless. I am stupid. I can't. I got a detention today. I'm failing three classes. My mom is a mess, so I am in foster care. I caught my mom cheating on my dad. I found out my dad is not my real father. And also, what's it like to have a dad? Because I don't know. What's that like? We started asking, what are the biggest needs and how can we meet these needs? So we started something called City Life, a ministry that YFC normally has in the urban areas where there's more personal mentoring and teaching life skills. And they're meeting some holistic needs in areas, basic needs in areas of food and shelter and clothing. So we realized this need for City Life when these deeper conversations with students showed us that these needs are not just limited to the urban areas, but they're here, right here in Archbold as well. In March, I started this group with 8 middle school students who met after school on Tuesdays. Most of them had really rough home lives, little to no father figure, and many were failing multiple classes. During City Life, we gave them chances to learn some life skills. I had taken a poll of many different activities and things that we could learn about, and then I used this data to bring in some experts in those areas to share with them. For example, I had a staff person from Project Respect come in and share with us about relationships. She was able to field a lot of questions that they had about romantic relationships. Yes, I know, this is junior high. And guide them in a biblical perspective. Another time, our juvenile justice director brought in the JDC supervisor and shared with them about what life is like in JDC. Another thing we have done is learning how to make things like a picture frame, how to tie a necktie, or even how to tie a shoe, or simply how to play well together while having a Nerf battle or a basketball tournament. Each Tuesday then wrapped up with an hour of tutoring. Every student had their own tutor, which was huge for them to focus on their work and to have someone willing to patiently work through problems with them. Coming to City Life was possibly one of the only things these students showed commitment towards. Our weekly consistency with them gained us trust to dig deeper into their lives and speak into those struggles that they had, as well as to work with their parents as a resource for them. And now we are at the brink of summer, and we'll be doing a lot of things like hiking and outdoor campouts to get the kids outside in God's big creation. The activities are fun and more relaxed, but it's also where we are very intentional with having conversations about the gospel, explaining it to them and giving them an opportunity to respond to Christ's call. So looking back at this last year, it's been a whirlwind of adaptation. However, I can clearly see that God has been working in it all. I wouldn't want to go back to where we were. And I praise God for how he has called us to make disciples. So thank you for your support and especially your prayers. Know that you have made a big difference in the lives of these kids. Thanks.
I'm always struggling with my mask, with my microphone, and I was just adoring Reese over here, trying to figure out if it would work for me to just keep my mask on top of my head. You look pretty good. I've lost lots of masks, but if I just put it up there, like, I would never misplace it. So thanks for teaching me about that. For the children's message amongst us, I have a little toy. I went to 3 or 4 different stores to try and find a hand fan, a hand-operated fan, because that's what this is. But I couldn't find any. And fortunately, we were unloading my mother's boxes of belongings that have been stored in my garage for several months. and my daughter found this. And so it combines two of the best things in life, God, and I'll teach you about that in a moment, and M&Ms. It doesn't get any better than that. But this is a memory tool to remind us about Pentecost. And you know that if I turn this fan on, how is that reminding us of Pentecost? The movement of the Holy Spirit, the roar of the mighty sound of that wind that came was evidence that the Holy Spirit was present. And so whenever we see a fan, whenever we see those blades that spin around and feel that wind, we can be reminded that God's Spirit moves amongst us as a church and as individuals in our daily lives. I mean, that's really important if you are parents or family members sending like high school graduates off far, far away to college. And Owens or Toledo can be far, far away from Archbold. But when you send them out, you send them out in the power of the Holy Spirit to watch over them. And as you listen to the videos that are coming, to remind them to pray. I like that one. But the aspect of the blades. If you know where I live, there is a large turbine in the back of our yard with the local company. We look at that and we see that moving. And even when we can't feel the wind down on earth, that wind is up there and it's moving. A constant reminder, whenever you see a fan or feel that wind, remember that the Holy Spirit is with us. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for sending your Spirit upon us as your people. And we thank you for the movement of the Spirit in our hearts and in our church, in our world, your world. And Lord, I just pray that as our children, as each of us, see a fan, Lord, may we be reminded of the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray. Amen. I don't know that I ever warned you about this, but if you've been here, but I would invite Zoe and Josie and Emily, yeah, to come forward and step up here, please. Look at these looks of fear in their eyes. Oh, you got to stand up on the top, and they want to see the front. And if you turn to pages 8 and 9 in your bulletin, as these four high school graduates are coming forward, we can also be celebrating with Toby Walker, who has graduated from Mount Vernon Nazarene, but likes it so well, he's going back for the master's program. And also Adam Swisher, sitting up there in the balcony, has graduated as an educational specialist in school psychology, working in the Bryan City Schools with preschool and with Eden Local Schools with K through 12 students. And we have these four that you can read about, and I had you come up here so they could verify that, yep, you look that good. So excellent pictures. See if we do this right. Ever since those years of confirmation when you have two Josies, fortunately is IE. And E.E., and Emma, you all stood in order. Look at, how did you know that? And Zoe. So there is a gift from the church so that hopefully you can put that on your wall. And when you look at that, you'll be reminded not only of God, but of this church family. So you may, you just came up to get those. You may take your seats. Go ahead. And, well, hold on. It's always good to applaud, but the best part is coming. We have our traditional videos, but as Elliot talked about the advancement of technology, we don't have to shoot those videos anymore. We have parents do that and send those in. I'm not going to ask how many takes you went on that. But we're going to see some, quote, traditional videos from parents. And then we have a brother joining in, and then we have a life mentor and somebody else that's pretty special sharing the last video. So I direct your attention to the screen.
Josie, congratulations on your graduation. The years flew by. Seems like just yesterday, I was pulling you around in a wagon and we were out camping, making memories. I look forward to seeing you continue to mature and accomplish your goals. Continue to surround yourself with good people in life. We're proud of you and we love you.
We leave you with this. Remember, the greatest fulfillment in life is when you acknowledge God and seek Him. He will make your path straight in order for you to be a blessing to others. Josie, we love you and we are so proud of you.
Hey, Josie. It's hard to believe our New Year's baby is graduating already. It's also hard to believe it was 18 years ago, 2 days after you were born, we watched Ohio State beat Miami in the national title game. You brought us good luck from day one. Just want to say how proud I am of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you can bring to this world in the future. Love you.
Hey, Josie. When I think of you as a little girl, I picture your pumpkin shirt, your big hair, and your big personality. I'll never forget brushing out all that hair after you created dreadlocks. I think it was about 2 weeks till we got all those knots out. But one of my fondest memories is how in the mornings, about 5 o'clock, you'd come in the bathroom and you'd bring your blanket and your pillow and you'd talk to me and tell me stories and sing me Josie original songs while I did my morning routine. My favorite, of course, was the deodorant song. It was never been the same putting on deodorant in the morning since you stopped singing me the song. I always want you to remember that your dad and I and your siblings are here to love and support you. Look around the church at all the people in the walls and think about how many people there are there to love and support you. And then think of all your family and friends outside of the church, and we're all here to love and support you. Life has a lot of rocky roads. You've been through some and you've got more coming in the future, but you're strong. Keep your faith. Don't forget to pray. And know that we're all here for you. We love you so much, girl. You've got huge potential and a bright future.
Love you.
Love you.
Well, Emily, you're child number 3. This is the third time for Dad and I, and it doesn't get any easier. I'd just like to say that we're so super proud of you. You've come a long way in the last 2 years. You stepped out of your comfort zone many, many times, and you've succeeded over and over again this year, and we couldn't be more proud of you. Just continue to keep Jesus in your heart and keep that smile on your face and the kindness that you always show to everyone. That'll take you very far in life. We wish you the best of luck at Owens. We're so proud of you, and we can't wait to see where you continue on in your journey. We love you.
I'll be nice. Emily, it just seems like yesterday we closed our eyes, and when we closed them, you were this little girl. Opened them up, and now you're this beautiful young woman. You know, we may not be able to pick you up and carry you like we used to, but we're always going to carry you in our hearts and love you tremendously. There are many things that you've done in your life that's made us very, very proud, but probably the proudest moments that your mom and I can share is that when we tell people that you're our daughter. We both love you very much and cannot wait to see what the future holds for you. Congratulations, and we both love you.
Congratulations, class of 2021.
Hi, Emily, and class of 2021. Congratulations. We miss you, wish you the best of luck, and can't wait to see you soon.
We love you.
We love you.
Hi, Zoe. All of us are so proud of you.
Today is your big day, and you've worked so hard for everything. You've overcome so many challenges, and you've had a lot of fun along the way. You've been blessed with friends and family who are here to support you.
And always remember from Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight.
We wish you so much luck in the future. You're going to have a really bright future, and you're going to be super successful. I want to leave you with some words of wisdom from Dr. Meredith Gray. If you get a chance, take it. If it changes your life, let it. Nobody said it would be easy. They just promised it would be worth it.
We love you.
Now you can applaud. I hope certain aspects of those videos were a surprise for our four high school graduates, and we will continue to pray for you all.